October 24th, Wednesday of the 29th week in Ordinary Time, the Memorial of St. Anthony Mary Claret. The first reading comes from Ephesians 3:2-12. Remember, the letter to the Ephesians probably wasn't written by Paul. Nevertheless, it's written as if Paul had written it. And here we see that Paul is celebrating the fact that he's been called to be a minister of God's grace, to proclaim to the Gentiles the love that God has expressed in inviting them to be part of the people of God. This was a mystery that was revealed through the apostles, and now through the church it's made known even to the principalities and authorities of the heaven. That shows us the incredible dignity with which God has treated Paul and the church, that they've been made participants in the mystery of God's grace. And therefore, Paul can proclaim this message with boldness and confidence, because Paul realizes that this is all part of a divine plan that goes beyond their understanding, but nevertheless has been actualized in their presence. The Gospel is from the Gospel of Luke chapter 12, verses 39-48. It once again speaks about the end of the world, that we don't know when the end of the world is coming, and therefore we should always be prepared. We shouldn't use the time that God has given us as an opportunity for doing the wrong things, thinking that we can presume upon God's mercy, that if we only catch it right, then we'll be able to go to confession before we finally have to, and that way we'll get away with murder. Rather, we should be living the type of lifestyle whenever Jesus returns in glory, we'll be ready, because we'll have transformed our life so much that whether he's present physically or present in the spirit, it'll all be the same thing. And may God bless us.
This presentation has been brought to you by Franciscans.org. Join the Brotherhood.